All right, take your Bibles, if you would, open them up to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. This is going to be a passage from our Sunday school lesson. I read the lesson on Sunday. I listened to Brother Leonard teach it last night. And after last night, he didn't come over and teach it to me. I listened to it on the website, just in case you're wondering. He didn't give me private audiences, but I listened to it on the website. And felt more convinced after last night that the Lord wanted me to deal with the subject that I'm going to deal with tonight. So Luke chapter 1, verse 28, and we'll read down through verse 30 to get us started tonight. And the angel came in unto her, unto Mary, and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." And that's what I want to talk about tonight. God's favor. God's favor. I want to make three simple points tonight. And I'll just tell you what they are before I start. Number one, the favor of God is something that every single one of us should desire. And I'll give you some, and I want you to keep your Bibles open if you have your Bibles tonight, because I want you to turn with me to a lot of scriptures. In fact, just so you know, this is all my notes, half a page notes, just from the top to that right there. Usually when I'm going to speak for 20 minutes, I have 5.5 pages of notes. That's how many. But don't think you're going to get done any earlier tonight. All my notes are scriptures. That's all it is references, and we're going to look at these scriptures. So the favor of God is something that every single one of us should want. Number two, we can get more than we got. And I'm going to give you a couple examples of men in the Bible, and I won't say anything else because you'll know exactly who I'm talking about, at least one of them, but you can get more than you got. You can get more of God's favor than you got. And then number three, we're going to look at some verses from Proverbs that tell us how to get God's favor, how to get more of it. Okay, so again, take your Bibles. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Everybody ought to desire the favor of God. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life." In his favor is life. Now, keep that in mind before I say anything. I want you to turn to Psalms 106, Psalm 106, verse 4. Verse 4. Where the Bible says this, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation." In the favor of God is life, because in the favor of God is salvation. God favors us, just like he did Mary, when he saves us. And that is life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And one of the reasons that we ought to desire the favor of God is that's where life is. Life is in salvation. But as Jesus said, it doesn't stop there. He said, "I have come to give you life, not just life, but abundant life." And it's in the favor of God that we get that life. Now, Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22, verse 1. "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." The loving favor of God, the wisest man that ever lived, writes, is more important than silver and gold. People at work all week. Did somebody win the lotto last night? Anybody know?
I'm glad nobody... I want to talk to you after church if you did. Anyhow, people at work, Monday and Tuesday, they were talking about, oh, what would you do if you won this? What would you do if you won this? And I take them back to this verse and say, you know what? I have something more valuable than however much it was worth. The favor of God is more valuable than all the world's gold and silver put together. It doesn't matter. At some point in time, I'll share something with you that I'm not going to share tonight. I've been thinking about it for the past couple of days, especially after the announcement that was made on Monday that General Motors is going to offer another buyout program. You know what? You stack all the money up in the world on this side and stack the favor of God up on this side, and Solomon says that's what you ought to pick right there. The favor of God is far richer than all the world's silver and all the world's gold. All right, now you don't need to turn to this. Let me just give you some verses. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 21, when Joseph was cast out of Potiphar's house and thrown into prison, and in Genesis 39, the Bible says that God gave him favor in the warden, in the eyes of the warden of the prison, and the warden put him in charge, second in command of the prison. It is God's favor that gets us into situations that prepares us for what's next in our life. Joseph was going to be the second in command in Egypt. He learned something in Potiphar's house. He needed to learn some more in prison. And so it was God's favor that put him in that position. Now, it's not one of my points tonight, but I'm going to make it a couple times. Many times we miss and we don't recognize the favor of God in our life because it comes in the form of negative circumstances. We talked, it was a little bit in our Sunday school lesson Sunday, because the angel told Mary, you're highly favored. And as Mary dealt with the world, you know, what did her mother say? What did, if she had sisters, what did they say? What did the world say? Here's an engaged, espoused woman who wasn't married yet, who was pregnant. A lot of questions, a lot of negative things might have been said. But Mary realized she was favored of God. Joseph was thrown in prison for something. I mean, he was in a place because his brothers sold him. He was cast into prison because he was falsely accused. And he could have had a real pity party on himself. And yet, being thrown into prison was the next step in his development and God's preparation for what he wanted him to do. And God gave him favor in the eyes of the warden to put him in a spot to prepare him for the next, for his next assignment. And so many times, the favor of God in our life comes in the form of negative circumstances, and we don't realize that God is working something good in our life, and we might even complain a little bit to God, why'd you let this happen? I don't understand. I'm trying to serve you. I'm trying to be good. Why'd you let this happen? And it's really the favor of God that comes in the form of negative circumstances, again, that puts us in position to be prepared for our next assignment from Him. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, and Moses told them, at God's command, go borrow stuff from the Egyptians. And the Bible says that God gave the Israelites favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they loaned them whatever they asked for, and as they came out of Egypt, they spoiled it. They took Egypt's wealth with them when they left. And it is God's favor that helps us as we as we live in this world. Brother Leonard prayed for the election. I'm not worried about who's going to get elected, because it's still God that sets up kings and presidents. He's going to get elected exactly who he... You say, well, does it make any difference if I vote or not? Well, sure it does. I think I told you, I visited Brother Dwayne when he was in the hospital last week ago, Monday night, we were talking about this pacemaker. And he said, well, I don't think I'll get it. I said, well, why not? He said, well, I've always thought when my number's up, my number's up. I'm just going to go. I said, yeah, but Brother Dwayne, how do you know your number is up with the pacemaker in? I mean, if you don't get it in, your number may be up before your number's supposed to be up because you're not following what God wants you to do to use this technology that we have available. And it's God that gives us favor with the world. Joshua chapter 11. God gave again the Israelites favor in that He did not let their enemies or allow their enemies to make peace with them. He wanted them destroyed. I mean, he wanted the people that dwelt in the land that Israel was going into destroyed. He told them, don't leave anybody. You leave anybody, you're going to make alliances with them. They're going to turn you toward their gods. And it's God's favor that allows us to go into situations and realize His will and not associate with people that we shouldn't associate with. So the favor of God works in a lot of ways. Now, not only for individuals, in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, the Bible says that God gave the church favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily those that should be saved. I was thinking about this last night. Wouldn't it be wonderful for that to be said about any church, and the Lord added to the church daily? I mean, we get excited when somebody joins church on Sunday. We get excited when somebody gets baptized on Sunday. I mean, what if we were doing like Brother Clint prayed a minute ago and we were going out and telling people about Jesus and they didn't want to wait till Sunday, so we said, okay, we'll baptize on Monday night. And you can join the church on Monday night. You get people saved on Tuesday. You say, well, I don't want to wait till Sunday to get baptized. Can you baptize me tonight? And we meet again on Tuesday night to baptize people on Tuesday night. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people got saved on Wednesday? I don't want to wait till Sunday to get... I want to get baptized. I mean, you know, we pump the well dry, fill up the baptistry so often. It's the favor... Listen, I'll tell you what. Everything that's happened in our church the past 3 or 4 months that we're excited about, it's been an answer to prayer. It's a result of the favor of God. The favor of God. Again, all those verses, I'm trying to make the point. Every single one of us should want the favor of God on our lives. All right? Now, point number two, you can get more than you got. You can get more than you got. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. Here's what the Bible says. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. And this child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. God helped him grow in favor with him and with men. Now, That same thing is said about one other person in the Bible. Anybody have any idea who it is? Bill? Luke 2:52. You're right on. Can you quote it? Go ahead. That's right. He increased in favor with God. Now, that scripture comes right after the account at the temple. Little boy. He grew in favor with God. In other words, he got more of God's favor on him as he grew. Just like Samuel did. Samuel got more of God's favor on him as he grew. And so I would submit to you tonight, every one of us, we have the favor of God in our life. Now we can have more of it. More of it. Okay, number three. How do we get more of it? How do we get more of it? You don't need to turn to it, but in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, it says, favor of God doesn't come to men because of their skill. doesn't come to us. And that's, that verse talks about rich people and strong people. It talks the favor of God doesn't come because of skill. So how do we get more of the favor of God? All right, open your book, your Bibles, to the book of Proverbs. That's where we're going to end tonight. We're going to start in Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 35. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Okay, you want to know how to get favor from God? Find him. You say, what does that mean? It means get saved. It means trust Jesus as your personal Savior. You don't expect the favor of God as a sinner. You're not going to get it. You get the favor of God when you find him. And you find him through Jesus Christ. So you find God. Now, a couple pages over. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. You get favor by seeking good. You get favor by finding out what good is, by doing good. All right, let me add one verse to that. Chapter 12, verse 2. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. A good man. How do I find favor? I pursue good. How do I find favor? I become a good man. How do you become a good man? By doing good. By doing good. Don't make the Bible too complicated. God wants it. He wants us to understand. That's why he makes it simple. How do I procure favor? How do I get more of God's favor in my life? Well, first of all, I make sure I'm saved. I find him. And then I find out what's good, and I do good. You say, well, how do I find out what's good? Well, this book tells you what's good. You know, we don't need any other source to tell us what's good. This book will tell us what's good. How do I find the favor of God? I go after good, and I do good. Proverbs 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor. So let me just build on what we've talked about so far. How do I find favor? I find God. I go after good. I start doing good. I become a good man. And then good understanding. Good understanding, it says, giveth favor. So what does it mean? It means I keep trying to understand more about God. I keep trying to understand about more of his will, more what good is, and keep doing it. And then let me just cap it off. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 19. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Favor. All right, so let me bring it all together. How do I get more of God's favor? How do I get God's favor in my life? I find him. I seek good and do good. And become good. I go for more understanding of God. And I do righteousness. Good. The same kind of words. I do what God wants me to do. I keep his commandments. I get to know him more. You see, the more you get to know God, the more he reveals himself to you. The more you get to know God, the more he tells you what step to take next. And you've heard me say this before. So many times, So many times we want God to tell us everything that's going to happen, every trial we're going to face, everything he wants us to do. Hey, if God would have told me 20 years ago what he told me a couple weeks ago that I haven't told you about, I would have quit. I couldn't have handled it 20 years ago. I wasn't ready for it 20 years ago. But he tells me the more obedient that I am, the more opportunities he gives me to be obedient. The more I follow his direction, the more direction he gives. The gooder I am, this is not good English, Teresa, so just overlook it, all right? And Ruth Ann, overlook it. You teachers, just overlook it. The gooder I am, the more opportunities he gives for me to be good. Huh? He's not going to put us in situations that we can be good if we fail the last one. He's waiting for us to be obedient. He's waiting for us to be good. He say, okay, I'll give you some more opportunities. And that's how we get to know him. That's how our understanding grows. That's how we obtain more favor. And again, every single one of us can get more than we got and should want more than we got. Okay, I'm going to quit. Anybody have any questions or comments?